This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. Now, this hour we have a couple guests on, but this one's a real treat here. We have Pat Stone on from Green Prince. Great, informative magazine and subscriptions. It's awesome. And want to give you guys something to look forward to and something to talk about over the winter versus just thinking about snow. So wanted to bring Pat on here to get some information out there. So good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right today. A little cold. I can't deal with that, but I know it's going to be 50 today, so I'll take that.
Good How are for you. Good for you.
Yeah. How's it going there in North Carolina?
Well, we got a good hard frost, especially to get up to 65. I'm going to get outdoors later, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely up here in our area, we're just trying to get rid of those leaves. We're not really doing much about the garden, but you know, you have a great product here, if you will, to help with those who want to get out in the garden. Can you tell us a little bit about Green Prince?
All right. Well, Green Prince is the most unusual garden magazine you'll ever see. It's a Weeder's Digest. It's a magazine of people's personal garden stories, their heartwarming experiences, their funny experiences, their successes, their disasters, their gardening with their children. It's just a beautiful book with beautiful, fun, inspiring, moving, hilarious stories. I've done it for 30 years now, and it's won awards. It's so small. You hold it in your hand. It's great fun to read. It's beautiful to look at, beautiful illustrations. It's the personal side of gardening, so it's not really instructional. It's what is fun to read.
Awesome. It's definitely, you're at the website. I'm at the website, and I love all the pictures and everything, but I love the fact that it's called the Weeder's Digest. I was hoping you would bring that up the right way. I wanted to leave that to you because I love that. Now,
well, that really describes it best because it really is people's story. You know, people garden because they love it.
Yeah.
They do it for the fruit and the flowers, but they also have this passion for it and this fulfillment and this nurturing that giving them the plants gives back to you, and nothing else shares that. And I get stories from all over the world, from South Africa, from India, from up north where it's cold and down south where it's warm. People care about gardening. They love gardening. This shares that.
Definitely. Now, you guys have a website I had mentioned. What's the web address, and how can we get the magazine?
But it's good to go to the web address so you can learn more about the magazine. It is different. It's called Green Prints, like thumbprints that are colored green. Greenprints.com. That's the easiest way to learn about it. You see sample issues. You see stories. You see the art. It's a great holiday gift. It's one of the best possible because it's so heartwarming. It comes four times a year. It's a quarterly. If you subscribe now and mention your show, I'll give you an extra issue. Make it five issues, and I also give everybody who subscribes a free bonus kind of best-of issue called the Weeder's Reader. So that would be six issues, $24.95, and it's a terrific holiday gift. If you want, I'll share a story or two from the magazine with you.
That's actually was going to be my my next question. I was hoping you could give me one of your favorites.
Well, last night, my wife and I led the celebration for our local Fairview Library. And that library was originally built on a field of corn. So I shared this story last night with them called Picking Corn by Harvey Silverman. It's a real classic Southern kind of dry humor story. One of the things I miss most about my dad is his quirky sense of humor. I often think of my dad when I eat sweet corn. You see, Dad enjoyed sweet corn, but he insisted it be fresh. He would happily tell you that as soon as the corn was picked, the sugar in the kernels began to be converted to starch, and that continued until the corn was cooked. This is less true of some varieties you can buy today. When I was a boy, we had a small vegetable garden in the backyard. We grew all the usual things, cucumbers, tomatoes, green beans, and sweet corn. We normally picked our vegetables and gave them to Mom to prepare for dinner. But when it was time for sweet corn, my dad took charge. Just before dinner was ready, he'd fill a big pot of water, put it on the stove, heat it to boiling, then he and I would rush up to the garden, pick and shuck the corn, head back to the kitchen, and throw it in the water. Oh, it tasted good. After I grew up, though, my folks moved to a new home where they didn't have room for a garden. My dad still loved sweet corn, so he bought it at a local farm stand in season, never at a grocery store. One afternoon, on the way home from work, he stopped at the farm stand and asked if they had any fresh sweet corn. "Well, I have some right here," said the farmer. "It was just picked this morning." "This morning?" Dad said. "Have anything fresher?" "Well, I have some here that I haven't put out yet. You can have some of that. It was picked just an hour ago." "An hour ago? Don't you have anything fresher?" And then the farmer was becoming a bit annoyed with my father. He took him out to the field behind his farm stand, picked some corn on the spot, handed it to my dad, and said, "There, is that fresh enough for you?" My dad looked at him and said, "I don't know. You're picking kind of slow." Boys love that story. That's a classic Southern humor kind of story.
That's,
picking kind of slow.
That's great. I love it. Now, excuse me. Now, this subscription you get, you said it's four times a year?
Right. Right? It's a quarterly. It comes out with the seasons. But like I say, they mention your show when they subscribe. I'll throw in an extra issue. And everybody also gets a free bonus issue. So really you get six when you start out.
Awesome. I love the idea behind this. We often read about what to do when it comes to your garden. And it's like, all right, do this, use this product, use this, do that, do that. We don't really hear a lot about all the stories out there and what, you know, as you say, the humor and the headaches of this. It's such a great idea. And, I mean, you're in 30 years of going through this. This is definitely incredible. Now,
Homestead is my wife and I do it. Our kids used to help put on the labels and seal the envelopes. They had no saliva on their tongues. It's just a family operation. I used to be the garden editor at Mother Earth News. I gave lots of how-to instructions, but I realized we were neglecting this side, the personal side of gardening.
It's definitely something that I really enjoy hearing is stories from anybody who's done something, even in the wrong, because you can actually learn from that. And that's you know, obviously we're looking to get a few things out there to people, but learning from other people's mistakes is usually how a lot of us will learn. Now,
and you also learn that it's okay to make mistakes. You know, everybody in gardening commits planticide, and it's kind of comforting to realize that's part of gardening. If you haven't killed a bunch of plants, you're not yet a gardener. You know?
Exactly. It's definitely, there are a lot of plants that perish from mistakes, but it's not a bad thing to learn from. Now, I was looking on the website. You have it, obviously, in paper form, but you guys do have a digital subscription?
We have a digital subscription, and it's remarkable how few people take advantage of that because it's really more of a print publication. It's more you hold it in your hand. read it when you're relaxing, put it by your bedside. You know, people love this magazine. I have some readers who write and tell me, I kiss every issue when it arrives. I had one who wrote me and said, if I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
Wow, that's
people
great.
Do care for it. And I'm very privileged to have the chance to do it.
Definitely. It's a great magazine, and it, a lot of information. I know my father enjoyed it when he would read it. So it's something that that we really appreciate having out there. So you guys also have a blog on the website. You can get some more info.
I put some stories up, and I post a little bit on Facebook. I'm not really Mr. Social Media. I'm really more kind of let's get out there and garden it, and let's come in and write about it and share it. I have some of that stuff. Mostly it's that little magazine itself. And, well, you know, people tell me it comforts them. It comforts them when they have a tragedy in their life, they have a disease. One woman wrote me and said, Green Prince is a balm to my soul. I carry it with me everywhere. Gardeners care. And this magazine shares that caring. You know? Another thing is, you know, these are days where there's just so much negativity in the media. This is such a positive magazine. It's so heartwarming, so fun, because we're all sharing the good things we do with our plants. It is very touching, and I don't know about you, but I think we need more of that today than ever.
I definitely agree with you there. We're going to go to a break. I want you to hang tight, because I got a little bit more to discuss with you. Give a little bit more information to those who are just joining us. Pat Stone from Green Prince. We'll take a break. We'll get back more with Pat. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're joined by Pat Stone from Green Prince Magazine. And so as you're just joining us, he shared a great story about some corn earlier. Hoping that, Pat, you can share another story with us.
I'd love to. This one's from the very first issue of Green Prince. I loved it so much, I ran it again in issue 101. It was written by Reverend Max Coots. It's a really good one for Thanksgiving. Reverend Max Coots, who was minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Canton, New York. He was such a gardener that one visitor once mistook him for the custodian and was surprised when she saw him in the pulpit that Sunday. And he once wrote this beautiful, perfect for the holidays, garden meditation. Let us give thanks for our bounty of people, for children who are our second planting. And though they grow like weeds and the wind too soon blows them away, may they forgive us our cultivation and fondly remember where their roots are. Let us give thanks for generous friends with hearts and smiles as bright as their blossoms, for feisty friends as tart as apples, for continuous friends who, like scallions and cucumbers, keep reminding us that we've had them, for crotchety friends sour as rhubarb and as indestructible, for handsome friends who are as gorgeous as eggplants and as elegant as a row of corn, and the others as plain as potatoes and so good for you, for funny friends who are as silly as Brussels sprouts and as amusing as Jerusalem artichokes, and serious friends as unpretentious as cabbages, as subtle as summer squash, as persistent as parsley, as delightful as dill, as endless as zucchini, and who, like parsnips, can be counted on to see you through the winter. For old friends, nodding like sunflowers in the evening time, and young friends, coming on as fast as radishes. For loving friends, who wind around us like tendrils and hold us, despite our blights, wilts, and witherings. And finally, for those friends now gone, like gardens past that have been harvested, but who fed us in their times that we might have life thereafter. For all these, we give thanks.
Awesome. That's a great one.
That's beautiful. It's just so sweet.
That is definitely something perfect for this time of year. I love everything about that. I'm just listening. I'm like, which fruit or veggie is he going to say next? That was awesome.
It's pretty clever. He did a great job.
Definitely. Now, before we go, just a little bit more. Can you give us the website and how to subscribe and what you get for subscribing to this magazine?
Absolutely. Green prints, like thumb prints that are colored green. So the website is greenprints.com. It's the Weeder's Digest. It tells the personal side of gardening. You get 4 issues a year plus a bonus issue. And if you mention Patrick Parent, I'll give you 5 issues on that extra issue, $24.95. It's a terrific gift for any gardener you love for the holidays. Greenprints.com.
Awesome. It's great to have you on, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. A lot of great stories. Again, you can go to the website, Greenprints, with an S, to subscribe. Again, Pat, thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate you sharing some time with us.
It is a blessing for me to be with you. Absolutely, Patrick. Stay warm.
We're going to try. Enjoy the rest of your day and the week, and we'll definitely talk soon.
I'm grateful. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're coming up on another break. We got another minute here, but I just want to put out there, thanks again to Pat for joining us. It's great to see the humorous side of gardening and, share some of the things that didn't go right, etc., but it's also about the humor, so I really appreciate you joining us today. Now, coming up after the next break, something I'm really excited about, we're going to be joined by Cianne from D&D Commodities. She was a great friend of the family, a friend of my father's, and we've been trying to connect here for a while to get her on, and we finally connected, and now she's going to join us next, give us some great information about birding, and where to put the feeders, how to select the areas, etc. So really stay tuned to that. So when we get back, we'll have Cianne from D&D Commodities talking about birding. It is that time of year to be thinking about your birds, and she's going to be giving us some great information. So hang tight for that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is promising to release a transcript, possibly on Tuesday, of another call with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Read the transcript. You'll see the call. Now I'll give you a second transcript because I actually had 2 calls with the President of Ukraine. So you'll read the second call and you'll tell me if you think there's anything wrong with it.
What was discussed during a call between the leaders in July prompted the impeachment inquiry. The President says the U.S. will always get tariffs, but the trade talks with China are coming along, and he's open to making a deal, but only if it's the right deal for America.
Just so you understand, China forever never paid us 10 cents. Now we will soon have literally hundreds of billions of dollars coming in from China. We never got anything from China.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are coming at you with some more great information. I have CN here with us from D&D Commodities to give us some great information about birding. We're going to start with some of the basics and figure out a few things here. So good morning, CN.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Anytime I get to talk with you, I just get this excitement when it comes to talking about anything. But you've got me thinking more about the birding. I haven't, we've talked. I haven't really done it, so I don't know. And I'm not like my father where he had done it so much. But I've been looking forward to this to really understand it a little bit more. So when you start off, you just tell us a little bit about. The company you work for and everything about that, and then we can get into some of the basic birding tips.
Well, the company I work for is D&D Commodities, and we manufacture a line of wild bird food called Wild Delight Wild Bird Food. And it's a great line. It's a great company because we're all hobbyists, too. We love watching the birds. And so it's just a great fit for me because I've been an active birder for over 25 years. So when this job came along, I was just like, perfect. And it's just been a wonderful partnership with them. So birding is just such a fabulous hobby. And I'm glad you've got some interest in it. So let's take it from there. We need to help our birdies. The report came out saying that since the 70s, we've lost 3 billion birds. So they need our help. So let's get some feeders out there. Now, have you chosen a feeder yet for your yard?
I'm getting there. I got to figure out the best one and what I should be doing.
Right. There are several different types of feeders to look out. Now, the most common one is your tube feeder. And it's a basic clear plastic tube or acrylic and with different ports and perches on it. And it's a great way to start. But the problem is a lot of the big birds like cardinals. Everybody wants cardinals. Cardinals don't fit on a tube feeder. They're too big. So they can't land on the perch and turn and feed comfortably. So tube feeders are really great for a lot of your smaller birds, like your chickadees, your titmouses, and, you know, that size bird. Now, they do make perch ring adapters. That, so if you've got an existing tube feeder, but you want to get some bigger birds on it, these are rings that actually slide over the perch to make it a little bigger for the bigger birds to land on it. So this way you don't have to go out and buy a new feeder, especially if you've got a small yard and limited areas to hang a feeder up.
Mm. That's good. That's some good information, because I'm one that likes the bigger birds. I love the red color of a cardinal.
Especially with winter coming and snow, there's nothing like, you know, a snowy background with that iconic red bird just popping right out. Now, most people, when they want cardinals, the best feeder for them is what is called a hopper feeder. And it's a rectangular feeder with generally two clear sides and a roof, but the perches on it are big enough for the bigger birds. So a hopper feeder is a great option.
Okay. It's good to know when I'm going to purchase mine. I like I said, I want the bigger birds. I've had some cardinals around my yard a lot lately. I even had a blue jay the other day. Now, blue jays, for my family, my dad always talked about blue jays that when his mother passed away, she had actually said she wanted to come back as a blue jay. And there was one day we were in the garage looking out in the backyard, and there was about like 15 to 20 blue jays in the backyard.
Wow, that's a lot.
It was like, wow, like this is incredible. And it was definitely one of those, all right, grandma's right there. We can feel her with us. And my dad always thought about that, and I always kind of think of blue jays in that story every time I see him. It makes me think of my dad. And the other day, I was cleaning the yard. I was raking up some leaves, and I heard this chirping, and it just kept chirping and chirping at me. And I'm looking around. I'm like, what is it? And I look, and it's a blue jay in a crabapple tree right near me. It looks at me, chirps one more time, and then flew away. And I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible. It's a great feeling, but it just made me feel like we need to talk more about birding because this is just awesome.
I mean, blue jays are – I like blue jays. Some people don't because they're a little bossy. You know, blue jays are members of the crow family.
Okay. I did not know that, actually.
So they are extremely intelligent. So I like them. They're just, I call them the policemen of the bird world, because whenever there's danger around, they're one of the first birds to send out the alert.
Okay.
So I like them. You know, it's good to put out, they like peanuts. Even in the shell peanuts, they can handle those.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, take good care of your blue jays. That, you know, that might be either your grandma or your dad coming back to visit you.
Definitely, and I definitely feel that way. So it was just awesome the other day. I just had to share it with you.
That's a great story. I love stuff like that. That's wonderful.
Now, so we figured out what the feeder we need, but where do we place it in the yard?
Well, usually, if it's one of the biggest concerns is, well, actually, there's two concerns now, is keeping squirrels off the feeder, or now there's a big problem with feral cats. So you want to place it in an area that is at least 10, 12 feet away from any shrubs that cats can hide under. And if you're worried about squirrels, well, that's a whole nother subject there, my goodness. Squirrels are quite an issue, and that's one of the biggest questions I get asked is, what do you do with the squirrels? How do you get rid of them? Well, you don't. You got to kind of manage it. But, you know, placing a feeder in the yard, I have several different locations, out in the open, underneath one of my big trees. I got a couple of feeders hanging. So wherever you have, I mean, you want to be able to watch them too. So you don't want to put it, the feeder, in an area that you can't see. I mean, birds only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders. So we're just helping them out, and it's a nice way to get them to stop in your yard and visit so you can enjoy them. So in a nice open area where you can see them would probably be best.
Yeah, I'm thinking about when I put mine out is getting a perch and putting it off of my deck, getting a hook that will, I can raise it up a little bit.
Okay.
Just because one of the things we do every morning is my daughters and I and my wife, we always have breakfast, and we can look right out in the backyard, and the kids love looking out there. Right now, tons of squirrels are running around. They always tell us when they're there. But I'd love for them to be able to see something else to look at.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
hanging them off your deck. Ease of access to it, because you're going to have to fill that feeder, so you don't want to put it in an area that it's hard to get to. So a lot of people do hang it off their deck.
Yep.
You know, but when you do that, you got to think about what kind of food you put in the feeder, because you don't want a lot of shells all over your deck and stuff like that. So go for more of a waste-free, which is shellless.
Yep.
So it'll keep your deck area clean.
So it's going to be kind of the opposite of what I'm looking to do with, you know, I want to have the Blue Jays. I should have the Blue Jays, some Blue Jays type feeder somewhere else where it can be a little bit more messy and have more of like, would you say like the songbirds, the smaller birds closer to the house?
Right. Since Blue Jays are loud and raucous, you know, give them their own little area. Now they make this, it looks like a wire wreath. Almost
yep.
like a slinky that's been pulled in a circle.
Yeah.
And that's called a peanut feeder, and that's where you put your in-shell peanuts in.
Okay.
If you get one of those and you hang it off in its own area, that'll bring the raucous Blue Jays over there, and then have your tube feeder closer to your deck so you can enjoy them, and it'll give the little birds some place where they feel comfortable.
You're almost... You're almost protecting the little ones near you. I like that.
Right. Right. We got to watch out for our birdie friends.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, let me tell you, I mean, my birds are so used to me that when I go out to fill the feeder, the chickadees will actually land on the feeder as I'm filling it.
Wow.
You know, they get to know you. And that's what's so cool. That's your connection with nature. To earn their trust like that, it's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like it. And like I said, I want to start doing this to show my two girls a little bit about this and get them connected a little bit more to nature versus, you know, anything, you know, watching TV or something digital. I want to get them out into nature and feeling that. I think this would be a great way to be doing it. Now,
I mean, go ahead. I was going to say, you know, it's great to watch nature. Nature will tell us when, you know, when storms coming, when the seasons are changing. I mean, last weekend I had a couple of juncos show up, and I was just like, okay, here it comes. Now this weekend I've got several dozen of them. So we know that cold is here to stay.
Yeah. Now, do you have any other tips for anyone who's just starting out on this? You know, should you get some books about birds, or is there anything you think would help you really get to know, you know, the rights of birding?
Well, I have several different bird identification books. Plus, I have the Merlin app on my phone. You know, because, I mean, I love it when I get a new bird in my yard and I'm instantly either going through that Merlin app or flipping through my books trying to, you know, figure them, you know, which one it is. But what's nice about the Merlin app is you can actually play their song, because a lot of times you'll hear the bird long before you see them.
Definitely.
So it's good to kind of learn that. So, like, in the springtime when the oriole shows up, I know his song and I'll hear him. And then it's a hunt for how many days is it going to take me to actually spot him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot of fun. So, yeah, definitely get bird ID books.
Okay.
They really help out. I keep a little journal as to what birds you see.
I know a while back, I can't remember the app that I was using, it kind of kept the journal for you as well. Because what it was doing was it was actually trying to track where birds were. I wish I could remember what it was, but it basically was anytime you saw a bird, it would ask you a number of questions. You know, what bird is it? How many did you see? Where were you?
Okay.
What time of day? But I'd love to. That was more of.
That was probably like, Cornell's web.
So, I think so. It was cataloging everything, really.
Right. Because Cornell University does the bird watch or the bird count.
Yep. So I think that's probably what it was. That got me a little bit interested in it, but this is definitely getting me more interested in it. I want you to hang tight for me, CN. We have a break coming up on the other side. Just a little bit more about D&D commodities and what else we can be doing for the birds at this time of year. Because we're getting into that cold season, and we want to help our friends. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, for those who want to get on line for the next hour, is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to catch back up with Cianne here and just tell us a little bit more about D&D Commodities and the products you guys have.
Well, we're located, we're a family-owned company, and we're located in Stephen, Minnesota, so up there in the way north, and we make a fabulous line of wild bird food where we use premium ingredients, so we don't put any fillers in there, and that's what you want. You want mixes with no fillers in there, so we don't use, you know, cracked corn, wheat, oats, barley. I've seen some weird stuff thrown into bird food. And the birds just kick it out and waste it. They don't want it. So we use good sunflower, nut meats, pumpkin seeds, fruit, pistachios, peanuts. So we use all the good stuff that is high in fat and protein and give them the energy they need, especially for the wintertime.
That's definitely something to be thinking about. I mean, there's so many brands out there with so much filler. You want to actually give them what they want and, you know, not have that that mess everywhere.
Right. Just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So there's a lot of companies that use those cheap ingredients. They throw it in a bag, put a pretty bird on the picture on the outside of the package, and they sell it to you at a cheap price. But if the birds waste more than half of it, you really didn't save anything. Now you got a mess all over the ground.
And, you know, I mean, not this time of the year, but, you know, those seeds will sprout. Then you've got weeds in your yard. And a lot of times when you throw all that kind of food on the ground, you know, you're going to attract things to your yard that you don't want. Other than the chipmunks and the squirrels, you can get, you know, raccoons, possum, mice, rats, you know, bear, depending on where you are.
Yeah. I hope I don't have any bear around me.
I mean, well, I got them by me, so I'd like to keep what's thrown on the ground to an extreme minimum. So that's why I like using a good mix of my feeders. And it'll last longer. You know, because the birds aren't going to kick it all out and throw it all over the ground.
That's
so feeders will stay fuller longer.
That's definitely very important because, you know, if it's going to last longer and it's got the right stuff in there, it's the savings just keeps mounting up because you're not using as much of that filler seed. You know, you guys don't, obviously, but if you were to get a cheap bag of seed with all that filler, you're constantly, it's almost like every other day or every day filling that feeder.
When I first started feeding the birds many years ago, I bought the inexpensive mixes, and I was filling my feeder every single day. I was going through a 40-pound bag every week.
Wow.
Now, one of my our 5-pound bag of, say, nut and berry, I put in my feeder now, it'll last all week. And I don't get the mess on the ground. So I'm getting more bang for my buck.
Definitely. That's what, you know, if you're doing this, that's what you definitely want to have to do. So that's something that's very important.
And I'm getting the birds that I want. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than seeing a new bird in your yard.
Definitely. It's really definitely exciting to see something like that. You guys do have a website if we wanted some information. What is that website?
www.wildlight.com.
It's right on there. Some great looking pictures of the food that you have and what you guys to offer. So definitely check that out against wildlight.com. CN, I really appreciate you coming on and getting me started when it comes to birding. I look forward to a couple weeks from now when we can talk a little bit more and what we can do there. So thank you so much for coming on. I do appreciate it, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Great. Thank you, Patrick. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to we're opening up the phone lines wide open for the 9 o'clock hour. Let's get your calls in now, and we can help you out. It's starting to warm up a little bit out there. We're going to get into the 50s today, so let's get excited about that for November. But we're getting a cold front, so last few things we can do in the yard, let's try and get them done today. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. I'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.